Hi, this is Sandy Crott, and the title of this newsletter is The Value of Ownership. 3 years ago, my husband and I adopted a puppy. He turned out to be quite a handful. Between his exercise requirements, training, and perpetual motion, we were having second and third and fourth thoughts about puppy parenthood. At the six-month mark, we started looking for a new home for our furry ball of nonstop energy. We found a great home and were about to turn him over when both my husband and I changed our minds. We realized we wanted to keep him. A funny thing happened next. We began having creative ideas for handling his exercise and training needs. Where did those ideas come from? And where were they the weeks before when we were at our wits' end and contemplating giving the dog away? Nothing had changed, except, of course, our thinking. Something happens inside when we make a commitment, or what business calls take ownership. This change of thought seems to set in motion a cascade effect. It's as if a dam is breached or a door is flung open. Ideas that hover just under the surface find their way into the forefront of our mind. It's often exciting and usually a big relief. I spoke with someone the other day who contemplated taking a promotion that came with many new responsibilities. Was she up to the assignment? Much to her surprise, the day she said yes to the promotion, she was flooded with ideas about her new role. The human mind is built for insight. We've been having insights since the day we were born. While we may not be able to call up an insight on demand, it does help to know that insight is always possible. In the case of me and the puppy, my mind was so filled with, "This is too hard. I can't do this. Whose crazy idea was it to get a puppy? And how do we get out of this?" thoughts that I never really looked for new thinking. The thinking I was having looked so real and I felt so hopeless. Taking ownership, making a commitment, and accepting responsibility are thoughts which would position us well. They prime the pump. Not only is taking ownership a good step toward insight and innovation, it is also beneficial for those we lead or manage. If we want to bring out the best in another person, let him or her take the ownership for a task or project and remind them how insight happens. Then step aside and let the built-in design of the human mind do its work.